Dem. Representative Kathleen Rice, the word abortion is used by pro-lifers to raise emotions, so stop using it. By Joshua Klein on July 20, 2022. The word abortion has been weaponized by pro-lifers to raise the emotions of others. Representative Kathleen Rice, DNY, suggested, calling for an end to the use of the word in favor of one less negative in order to have a real conversation on the issue. Speaking in response to Dr. Christina Francis, an Indiana-based OB/GYN and chairman of the board of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, APLOG, during a House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing on Tuesday, New York Democrat Congresswoman Kathleen Rice complained of constantly hearing the term abortion being used in a negative light when referencing the killing of a fetus, also known as feticide. All I hear is a bunch of conversations where the word abortion is meant as a negative term, Rice said. Claiming that Dr. Francis had just said that we can now have a robust conversation about this issue, the Congresswoman called for an end to the use of the weaponized term abortion. I would suggest that you stop throwing the word abortion around because you think it's one that is going to raise the emotions above having a reasonable conversation. And a word that has been weaponized, in my opinion, by certain people in this country, the pro-abortion Democrat said. If we're going to have a real conversation about this, we have to stop using language that is, you know, going to prevent an actual meaningful conversation from happening, she added. Many took to Twitter to mock the New York Democrat's suggestion. Okay, let's go with terminating a baby in the womb instead, wrote one Twitter user. All right. Murder, wrote another. Is that better, Kathleen? If the act of what you're doing raises negative emotions, maybe it's time to rethink the act, yet another wrote. Rice's remarks come after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade last month, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The landmark decision has since sparked violent public upheaval across the country, as Democrats, the mainstream media, and members of the far left continue their attacks on the pro-life movement and its supporters. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.